102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 609. Anybody got the balls to flip off a cop? I don't. Anybody here? It seems to be a trend. It's in the news a lot.
What do you mean it's in a trend?
It's a trend. It's in the news so much that cops who pull someone over and give them a hard time because they flipped them a bird.
It's in the news so much.
There's been several stories, and now chiefs are putting out memos to the cops. Make sure you don't pull people over. They're allowed to flip the bird to you. There's a judge decision on it.
They should just shoot them and not investigate it.
That'd be fine with me. Tell you the story of this chief coming next. 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station with Roger and JP. On rock station, Roger and JP, 612, cloudy today and a high of 75. So I did look up cops and flipping the bird.
Okay.
And here we go. May of 2015, man pepper sprayed, pulled from vehicle, arrested for flipping the bird. Cops get pissed off when you do this. June, New York Post, two teenage girls flip cops the bird in high-speed chase. Flipping off the police officers, unconstitutional. Courts are starting to rule on it. And now from June, New York cop who pepper sprayed man for flipping him off. This guy's in trouble. This story, though, what I was talking about was a chief who put out a memo to his cops. You can't pull over people for flipping you the bird. No matter how much disrespect that you show cops, apparently, you know, if it's only words or a gesture,
I got to be honest with you.
You can get away with it.
I think that's a bad idea.
I think it's a really bad idea.
Because how are you supposed to maintain order if these guys can just get up in your face and do whatever the hell they want? And you know what? Because we saw it when they were going crazy in the city a couple months back, whatever it was.
Yep.
Maybe it was 6 months ago. I don't remember how long it was. And they just had to, they would just go up and yell and scream at the cops. Listen. You give the cop the finger, expect to get a nightstick upside the head. And I don't, and I'm sorry, right. I don't think you're going to interview anybody who is a law-abiding citizen that would be like, no, cops can't do that. If you decide you want to be a dick to the cops, take your beating like a man, even if you're a woman.
Unfortunately, a federal court ruled that you're allowed to flip off the police. You're allowed to flip them the bird.
Right. Damn liberals, right, Ted?
That's it.
In this case, the chief said, listen, no matter what they do, even if a passenger in a car sticks a middle finger out, you can't pull them over for anything. They didn't do anything wrong. You know, I want, he's telling the one guy complained to the police chief, so the police chief passed it down to his people, which we've all experienced at work. He's like, that's it. You can't do anything. You can't say anything.
But
can't pull anybody over. Act like professionals.
But what they will do is, don't pull them over for giving you the ticket. But if they happen to be speeding, you know, feel free
That's
to pull
right.
them over and give them a ticket.
It's not because of the bird.
And then if you find... Everybody's heard about the bird. And then if you find cocaine in the car, you know, feel free to arrest him for having possession of narcotics.
Oh, what's this gun in the wheel well?
Right.
Where'd this come from? I don't know who has the balls to flip off cops. Apparently some people do, but... Man, never. Never. How could you do it? That's the way I feel like you get your ass beat. 614, cloudy and 75. 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 618. People getting angry. Tony's got a story of people flipping the bird. We're talking about with cops. I mean, I don't know who has the guts for that, but somebody flipped you the bird? Go ahead, Tony.
Listen, I don't mean to take it away from that thing with the cops, but what it comes back down to is nobody's afraid because nobody gets beaten anymore. Yesterday at 11 o'clock, driving down to the gym, coming down the road, cars in front of me, black Cadillac. I go to go around them. As I'm going around them, girl, maybe 20 years old, gives me the finger. I slow down, come next to her, she's still giving me the finger. Well, you know what? We happen to get to a red light together. I get out. The boyfriend that's in them will not look at me.
Oh, no.
I proceed to rip her wiper off the car. I says, we live, and I'm screaming at her now because she won't open the window. You know where I live. I'm in this area. Find me. Tell your father to find me. And I walk away. Okay? Now, I wouldn't have hit her, but
of course not.
She has no wiper right now.
That'll teach her.
Because nobody has gotten beaten in their life. They're flipping off cops because they haven't been arrested yet, and they should be arrested for doing things like that. Nobody is afraid anymore.
Thank you, Tony.
Not to mention...
Good story.
Our president did everything he could to take the cops' balls away from him. You know, when everything was getting...
Doesn't help.
When everything was getting out of control in Baltimore and the city.
Yep.
What are you smiling about, Ted?
Every day I find a new reason to love Tony. It's just funny.
He is entertaining as hell, isn't he?
So great. Yeah. What a great story.
Yeah.
WSB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 628, cloudy and 75 today. If you're just waking up, we were just talking about how a police chief laid down the law to his guys. Like, listen, if somebody flips you the bird, this is just how it's going to be.
Where was that?
You cannot pull anybody over. Oh, you know what? I closed out the article. It was in another state. But there is definitely a lot of it going on lately. There's a lot of headlines. And I don't know why people think they can do it, because I think it maybe is a generational thing. But also, a federal court said, listen, it's freedom of speech. People are allowed to flip a bird to the cop, even though everybody thinks it's disrespectful. It's just where we're at this moment. And I think cops have a way higher bar for getting pissed off about stuff.
I know this is going to go over like a fart in church, but sometimes don't you think these judges who make these rulings, like, don't you think, like, listen, I know what the Constitution says.
Yeah, right.
But
come out in the street and see what this is like, and then go back and make
a
ruling.
I don't think they were anticipating this, so I'm going to rule that you can't give the cop the finger. How's that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I get what the Constitution meant, but they weren't banking on people being morons, I don't think.
I think you're probably right.
You know?
I think it's true. Hi,
I don't think they were. I don't think Thomas Jefferson was anticipating the douchebaggery to come.
That's probably true. Hi, BAB. Go ahead.
It's not about giving the finger to the cops as a gesture. It's not a liberal thing. It's a Constitution thing. We have freedom of speech. I got full respect for the police, don't get me wrong. But you're going to lump somebody up because they gave you the finger? That's a street justice thing. The police shouldn't have that control. What do you want, Obama to have the brown shirt coming to your house because they don't like a flag that you might be waving to pull you out?
Let me tell you something. If you decide to give a cop the finger, you deserve to get hit in the head with a stick.
No. For what? For what reason?
Because you're a dick. That's why.
Nah, listen to me right now. A middle finger is a gesture. It's like a word. It's like saying the F word to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're going to lump somebody up over there?
So if you say you to a cop, you don't think you deserve a nightstick upside the head?
Oh my God. Somebody gave me the middle finger.
Here's the deal.
They put up with a lot worse. That's true.
I understand. I'm well aware of what they put up with. My whole point is, you know, start out with respect. If you get disrespected or you're mistreated by the cop and you feel like that's one thing. But if for no reason you're driving past the cop and you decide to give the cop a finger, you're a dick.
But we have the right in this country. The Constitution protects our rights to be a dick.
Yeah.
Well, that is true.
I mean, if that's what
and
you want...
And the cops have self-control. Listen,
if that's what you want to use the Constitution for to be a dick, I guess knock yourself out.
Hey, thanks. I see the point. They would never stop locking people up if they had to lock up everybody who said F you or whatever. They would never be going after, like, serious stuff. So
maybe
that's why they have a higher bar.
Maybe if you were getting arrested for it, people would stop doing it.
Mm. It'd be nice. I'm never going to say it. I wouldn't mind if they hit someone who did it. But right. I see the guy's point. Yeah, the cops, they can't walk around with tempers like that.
How'd you get that big contusion on your head? I gave the cop a finger. Good for you.
Good for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly right. 631, cloudy 7.
You want it all? Then call Stahl, 888-55-SITE, or at stahlny.com, and tell them Brett from Roger and JP sent you.
635, Roger and JP. Before we get to the stuff you need to know with Ted, we have a woman on the line who'd like to give her opinion on the ruling, which it's been out for a little while, but now police chiefs are enforcing it, where cops can't pull you over for giving them the finger. A lot of us think is ridiculous, but hey, like the last guy said, there is freedom of speech, and that's what the court ruled. Go ahead, BAB, what do you got?
You know, if a judge says it's freedom of speech, so it's okay to do that in a courtroom to a judge?
You'd probably be out of order.
Right.
That's a great point.
They could probably hold you for contempt. He could probably hold you for contempt of court.
Yeah, in court, exactly. I don't think you have freedom of speech either. You speak when you're allowed to speak according to how it works in the courtroom.
Yeah, but that's ridiculous. So if a judge is saying that, and a person does that to a judge, then they should have nothing to say about it.
A good point. I like it. Thanks for the call. 636. Time for the stuff you need to know.
Did you ever notice how the bad guys don't have to have everything camered up, but now every inch of a cop car is a big giant camera?
So true. Just to defend themselves.
Right.
Here's Ted.
Republican.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. 646, cloudy and 75 today. Let's get a final call or two in here, 955-WBAB, about the whole thing of flipping off cops. It's so disrespectful, but a lot of people will do it, and it's protected by freedom of speech. And police just have to deal with it and have a higher bar for when their tempers go, and they got to kind of ignore it. Hey, good morning, BAB. What's going on?
You know what makes me laugh about this whole situation?
What?
I understand everybody with the freedom of speech, this, that, and the other. But those people that are flipping the cops and barracks, they're the first ones that are going to be crying when they need a cop to show up and they
of
don't.
Of course. Of course.
I was telling Raj, if I was a cop, okay, I wouldn't do any, you know, if you're telling me I can't arrest him or I can't do anything to the guy that gives me the finger, I won't. But I will write down his plate number.
Exactly. And I'll know when that call comes out that they need, if their house got robbed or something.
Right.
I think I'm going to have coffee and donuts today.
I will write down his plate number. I will find out where he lives. I will torment the ever-loving crap out of him.
Just sit outside his house.
Especially if I'm a young cop with no family and I got no real other responsibilities. Hell yeah. I would drive that guy back. Crazy.
There you go. Come by his house at 2 in the morning with the alarm sounding.
Yeah, there you go.
Get the sirens going.
Hey, thanks.
Later. Have a good day, guys.
Bye.
I like the way he thinks. That's it. Hey, listen, it's if you've got the balls to flip off a cop, anything that happens to you, it's on you.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Free speech or not, don't even care. You're losing and nobody cares about you. It's 6:47. Cloudy and 75 today. Coming up at 7:20, dead guy in the envelope. Right now it's time for the roads. Here's Ted.
On the LIE.